Zechariah 2. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. "Where are you going?" I asked. "To measure Jerusalem," he replied, "and to determine its width and length." Then the angel who was speaking with me went out, and another angel came out to meet him and said to him, "Run and tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock within it. For I will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory within it. Get up, get up, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you like the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord. Get up, O Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For this is what the Lord of hosts says, after his glory has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. I will surely wave my hand over them, so that they will become plunder for their own servants. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Shout for joy and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming to dwell among you, declares the Lord. On that day many nations will join themselves to the Lord, and they will become my people. I will dwell among you, and you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will once again choose Jerusalem. Be silent before the Lord, all people, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling.